Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 179. Today we are doing a best action hero draft. One we've kind of, I think we've floated this idea a few times over the years and just never totally come together at the right time. I think we've gotten the right time to do it because it is just a fun topic. And also people are talking about movies a lot now. There's good movies out, but also the New York Times thing people are doing, putting their top 10 movies of the 2000s, which is cool. So I figured you get a chance to talk about it. We will have Che here. And also we have Gooch, obviously, joining in for some movie knowledge, Clem and Tommy Smokes. So it should be, I think, a fun time. Are you guys ready for those of you that are going to go to the Dozen tournament in Boston?
Ready to win?
Yeah. I think Clem's the only one in it. I think I'm doing the halftime show, but isn't Clem's the only one participating?
Yeah, you are. Holy shit, you are. Yeah. I completely forgot. I thought Tommy was in it. I thought you guys, I know you guys lost KB, but I thought the KB or you made it, Tommy.
No.
Volunteer. When is this episode coming out?
This will come out on Thursday.
This Thursday? Okay. I won't say what the script is then.
Okay. Yeah. Hold off on it just in case. But
is this blockbuster season, guys? The movie boys. Like, blockbuster season, I felt like was like 4th of July, or maybe Memorial Day is when it started back in the day. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if they're even blockbusters
like
anymore.
Summer.
But then with the temples.
Yeah.
Just summer.
Yeah, pretty much whenever the first Marvel movie comes out, that feels like now that it's that's when it kicks off.
Yeah.
I think July 11th, Superman.
That's right. Yeah, the you know what's funny about blockbusters too? This is such a cool thing. Like, they were basically invented by Jaws. Like, people did not go to the movie theaters during the summer at all. So everyone, like, now right now the way it works is like everyone dumps their worst movies in the beginning of the year when it's winter, and then they save all the good ones for blockbuster season during the summer. But the way it used to be, it was the opposite, because no one, they're like, no one's gonna, when it's nice out, no one wants to go to a theater. They all want to go outside. They want to do things. And Jaws came out in the summer. And it literally shut down beaches because people would, no one wanted to go. And like, people, it became now, summer blockbusters became a thing after Jaws. That's like the one of the biggest legacies of that movie, which I think is really
good. AC, wow. Too. Hot in the summer, sit in AC for a few hours.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very nice. And I apologize if I have to turn and cough for a bit. I've been fucking, I don't know what it is. Every time I go to Chicago and I come back, I'm just sick. It just, the weather changed maybe, but it was really hot as shit, honestly, in Chicago while we were there. So I'm not sure. But before we get to the bracket, let's talk about Game Time. There's nothing like getting to a baseball game, especially last minute. Lucky for me, I use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes it getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app actually go down the closer you get to showtime. I was looking for tickets just for Clem here for a Mets game. You can get tickets to the Mets right now. Section 501, direct view of the first baseline, $12. That's fucking all in pricing. That's crazy. Absolutely insane. And I just used them to go to a Phillies game this last weekend, and I caught, well, person I went with me caught a Pepita Alonso hit a foul ball. Castellanos grabbed it up and he threw it into the crowd, landed it in, and the girl next to me caught it, who was also had they were there in a Game Time seat. So technically speaking, it was, you know, use Game Time. Maybe you catch a Castellanos fly ball on Iran ballistic missile day, by the way. It was the day.
Wow.
It was literally on the day that we launched or destroyed Iran's nuclear facilities. So
the Osama bin Laden news was announced, Mets Phillies. Like, so that's just kind of what happens. Big stuff happens in the Middle East when the Mets play the Phillies randomly.
Yeah, either that or you want to be like WrestleMania and you want John Cena to come out and tell you that Osama bin Laden was compromised to a permanent end, I believe is his exact verbiage, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe next time you could be at a use Game Time to get tickets to a Super Slam or whatever for that. So you can put all the savings that you get with Game Time back in your pocket and spend them at the ballpark on a hot dog, a new hat, or some good old-fashioned Cracker Jack. So what are you waiting for? Go get those Mets tickets or whatever baseball team tickets today. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. That's right. Okay, so again, best action movie star or action hero draft. And just as a qualifier for anyone watching, it's no superpowers, no superheroes, no superpowers, no nothing. It's got to be like somewhat based in reality. Some of you guys did have submissions, which I feel like I had to remove because of that. For example, like Clem, you had Neo. I feel like Neo wasn't fair.
Too good.
Like Neo, he has like the he can control the
Oh.
matrix and jump and stop bullets and shit. Like I just feel like that wasn't fair.
Gotcha. So when you said superheroes, I thought like we just didn't want to have Marvel and that could be its own thing. That's fair. I should have some could I have submitted Jaws? I just thought about that as you talked about Jaws before.
The
Or
shark?
the shark? Fuck it. From a certain angle, he's kind of the star of the show and kind of makes the fucking
A hero to the oceans?
Yeah.
yes. Exactly. What, think about it. What life matter on Earth is more poisonous to the Earth than human beings? He's just trying to fucking even the odds a little bit here.
Yeah, he's like his own little Thanos, basically. But any one of like I didn't say superpowers, but I did say supes. But I do think it's important to like ha not have any superpowers if we can avoid it. So our first matchup of the day is the number 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 5 seed, I would imagine, possibly Clem's number 1 seed personally. You know that I'm thinking of?
That guy. I mean, that's
Motherfucking.
the number one guy, period. Like, real, fake, whatever you want to call it. He's a five?
John McClane of the Die Hard series. John McClane, and let's think if I had to imagine, KB, you seen Die Hard?
No.
Or
I
Tommy,
also have
maybe.
not seen Die Hard.
I have not either.
This is good though. I think this is a good teaching moment. So Clem can give us a Clem to tell him, give him the down low on John McClane.
Wait, guys, is it a Christmas movie?
Yeah,
Oh, let me see it.
I've seen
Dude,
that
this is gonna
enough.
go so
I've seen
viral.
Die Hard. That explains the movie enough for me.
Is this just gonna be the bit where you guys take me on? Like you guys, no one heard of Itchy and Scratchy last time I was on. Now no one saw Die Hard. It's just all my favorite things that I grew up with. No one's heard of on the fucking
I've heard of
Die
Itchy and
Hard is on
Scratchy.
us.
Simpsons
Itchy and
mainstay.
Scratchy was a crazy pull. Die Hard, I should have seen Die Hard.
Not knowing Itchy and Scratchy is a little crazy.
Just give him a little like summary on John McClane on what he is as an action hero.
Yeah, so basically, it's like back in the day in the 80s, it was like Schwarzenegger, Stallone, these roided out fucking monsters who would go and save the day. If you've seen Rambo or Terminator, which I'm not even going to say is definite if you haven't seen Die Hard. However, John McClane comes out, Bruce Willis, and at that point, he was like kind of budding as like a TV star. He's, I think, I'm moonlighting, right, Ken Jack? And he was kind of like the everyman, the common man, if you may, we'll barstoolize it. And so he's just a cop. He just happens to end up in this like, I won't give away the ending or anything, but he ends up in this building with a bunch of terrorists and they're taking hostages. And he basically is just on his own, has his one little gun and doesn't have shoes on, as we find out, which isn't a great thing. And he has to take down like a dozen terrorists essentially. So it's a real fucking. And then he then spawned like Die Hard on a bus with Speed, and Die Hard on a boat was what was that? Which one was that one, Ken
Speed
Jack?
two,
speed
Oh,
two,
yeah,
cruise
Speed 2.
control.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of the synopsis. And he's just the greatest action hero and probably movie character of all time.
Big
So let me
time,
get this
like.
straight. So he doesn't wear shoes and he was responsible for the movie Speed Two.
Yes.
Bad summer.
The LDR.
I don't know if I like this guy.
He's a former cop that has to adapt and overcome in LA and like take down a bunch of terrorists all by himself. He's cool. He's cool as shit. And he's an,
I
like Clem
might
was saying,
listen, I might
everyman.
watch it like tonight or this week. I should watch it.
Yeah. It's an all-timer. And I would say me and Clem, because we both got back from the hotel and I immediately texted him when I found out that Die Hard was on TV. And you know, I was like, oh, Clem's gonna be thrilled because once you get a good hotel movie on, it's amazing. But unfortunately, it was right at the end and Die Hard 2 was about to come on, which is horrible. Terrible movie. But then Die Hard 3, not bad.
Totally redeems itself. And Die Hard 2's faults are not John McClane's faults. Let's make that clear.
Yes.
It's just like the writing and the whole story is just
Yes.
silly.
Got it.
So John McClane is going up against the number 12 seed, one of our female heroines on this list, which is the bride from Kill Bill. And
Ooh.
this one might be one that's a tough one. Might be kind of similar to John McClane. Then I don't know if you guys would have watched Kill Bill, Tarantino movie, but the bride is
That's
extremely
Uma.
cool. The bride is, yeah, Uma Thurman, extremely cool. Just fucking doing the thing, getting out of the grave, slicing up Lucy Liu with fucking samurai swords, beating the shit out of her adversaries in the middle of a kitchen. Like she's a really cool badass, like kind of mixture of like a samurai and also like an old west hero. While just like going through and killing everyone that ever crossed her, basically.
What's the thing she does? The five The punch.
The five finger death punch or something like that. Yeah.
Incredible.
It's a very Tarantino-ish thing. So for you guys that haven't seen it, that's like you're basically the value proposition for you. So this woman that's going around, just like place to place, killing all these people that wronged her with swords, fucking knives, nunchucks, all this weird shit, versus John McClane, who is foiling, I think they were East German terrorists, including the actor that played Snape is the main bad guy, Alan Rickman, in the first one.
Okay. Did she wear shoes? Probably not,
She
right?
did wear shoes. She mostly wore shoes, I gotta say. And she
Q
wore
let her
yet.
wear some shoes?
Actually, yeah, that's true. That's
Well,
a good point.
there are some very lingering shots on those toes. I mean, there is a full
Those
5-minute sequence
her
where
toes make an appearance.
you could say they're integral to the plot. Like
Oh my God.
she cannot start her quest for vengeance until she wiggles her big toe. That
Oh,
is
shit.
a it is a it's a direct plot point.
Man, yeah, Tarantino, I can't tell if he would have loved or hated Die Hard. I don't know how he feels about men's feet, but I would assume maybe probably not great for him. So the bride versus John McClane. Let's start with you, Clem.
I mean, just it's McClane, just pencil. You know, when you get your bracket and you just go like, I'm taking UNC to win it all, you just pen him in. Just pen me and McClane every single round that he's alive for. Hopefully, it's till the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I have to ask Clem, but I'll just make sure. Robbie.
This is tough. I would say the bride, Uma Thurman, really gave, I would say, women of our generation like an action hero for their own. But John McClane, let me tell you, he did a lot for just like the average looking dude. Like obviously Bruce Willis got more jacked and probably better looking as his career went along. But at that point, like Clem said, everyone looked like an action figure. It was Stallone, it was Schwarzenegger, and then you got this guy who wears a wife beater and has a terrible receding hairline. Is terrible at his job, has a failed marriage, and you're just like, fuck yeah, this guy's gonna save the day. So I'm gonna roll with Clem here. I think it's McClane.
Two for McClane. Tommy Smokes, what do you think?
I'm gonna go with McClane. I haven't seen Die Hard. I've seen Kill Bill. I didn't love it. Too much blood, too much gore for the just for the sake of it.
Pussy.
And I'm just gonna go with the man over the woman here. I'm gonna stick with my gender and vote for John McClane.
Three for John McClane, KB.
I need more on McClane. Was he funny? What was his personality like?
He had a lot of good one-liners, man. I'll tell you what, he had nothing but one-liners.
Witty as fuck, I think would be the kids would say about him.
He
And
like
how
Yippee ki yay, motherfucker. That's one of his. He's a lot of catchphrases too. Yippee ki yay,
Oh, that's funny, I
oh,
guess. Yeah.
welcome to the party, pal. Is
That's a
what
knee
yeah.
slapper.
I'm torn. I like badass women characters, but not when it's too unrealistic. Like they're I can't I don't like when they're too strong for their skinny physique. Was she portrayed as very strong?
I would say more finesse than pure strength,
Oh.
if I would say skill.
Okay. I haven't seen either of these. I'm gonna take your words for it. I'll go with McClane.
Another one for McClane, Che.
I'm going Uma. Kill Bill was an awesome movie. I'm sure Die Hard was a great movie too. But I was 11 years old going to a birthday party, and that birthday party was to see the movie Speed 2. And
You
man,
screwed him, Clem.
there were a lot of disappointed kids after that movie. So I'm not going to be voting for the man that made that happen.
Was it Jason Patrick in Speed 2? Like, it was, oh, it was
I didn't
bad.
see it. I mean, I don't blame Shay. I heard the reviews. Probably Shay told me through fucking the grapevine that it was terrible. It's 11-year-olds.
So that means that John McClane of Die Hard will move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, a classic, absolutely classic action hero, smooth, sexy, badass in the right moments, James Bond. And you could take your pick. I think that's kind of the cool thing about this. The idea of James Bond is you can pick whichever one you want as like your go-to. It doesn't need to be Connery. It doesn't need to be Daniel Craig or Pierce Brosnan or Timothy Dalton. It can be anyone you want. So James Bond, smooth, sexy, cool. Going up as number 13 seed, this is a very late one, but someone mentioned it. I do feel like he needed some sort of representation here. And here's where it's weird with action heroes, because some of them, you maybe don't necessarily remember their names, but you know who they are, if that makes sense. I think if you have the name value, it's way more important, but that's why that kind of brings the seeding down a little bit here. Rick O'Connell, who maybe doesn't totally register immediately, but Rick O'Connell is Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, who is very cool, very badass. Very like and smooth talking. He's got these did the whole these are the whole shebang. His opening is him in like an Algerian prison. He's kind of smooth talking his way out to Rachel Weisz, and he's got the goods, man. And he was hot as fuck then, super super hot back then. And so, James Bond versus Rick O'Connell, starting with you, Che.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, it's 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
So this is what, like 25 years before he is just a giant man who doesn't leave his apartment and is just jacking it
Gay porn?
to porn when Jehovah's Witnesses come to the door. I don't love the Bond series. I feel like I should. It's a lot of it is in casinos. He's always doing the right thing. He's being very cool. The Bond ladies are super hot. I don't know. It just doesn't really jive with me. I never thought like Sean Connery was that cool, or Pierce Brosnan. I guess Pierce Brosnan a little bit has some like aura, but I don't know. They never really did it for me. Daniel Craig, like whoever the fuck cares about that guy. So give me the whale, Brendan Fraser.
Give you the whale, Brendan Fraser, KB.
I can't speak on either of these, but it has to be James Bond, right? Tell me something bad about James Bond.
British
British. Oh, this
womanizer,
sucks. Womanizer's
misogynist.
good. These are all the good things you're listing. He's had for the bad things.
I don't like guys who are particular about cocktails. That was him, correct?
Yes, he
You
is
have
very
very, we're
particular.
both very particular about cocktails.
Me and you?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, give me the fun one. Give me the one that tastes good. I don't care. Like, I don't need a whatever, a Vesper
Okay,
martini.
that's
Would you ever
fair.
get it shaken, not stirred?
No, I don't know.
Can
No.
you tell the difference?
No. Anyway, is he a watch guy? He's really particular about
Oh
a
yeah.
watch.
His watch
He's
has like
an
gadgets in
everything
it.
guy.
He's a gadget.
Big car
Does
guy.
he take himself a little too seriously?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Definitely at points he takes himself pretty seriously.
Is he similar to Ryan Gosling in Drive?
No, he's way too outgoing and
Less
to look
autistic.
at him. Yeah, that's the
Okay.
best way to put it.
Okay. Now give me Brendan Fraser.
Give you Rick O'Connell from The Mummy. Now let's go to you, Tommy.
I'm gonna give two very contradicting statement here. I love spy shit. Like as a kid, I love 24, Chuck. Like I love, I don't know. I think maybe it's probably a lot for young boys. You dream of being a spy. You have daydreams of being a spy. That being said, I've never seen a James Bond movie, and I know he is
Never.
like the ultimate spy. Yeah, The Mummy. I don't know. Brendan Fraser is a fat pig. Just based on what I know about him recently, even though it was like fake in The Whale, I can't imagine him being an action star. So I'm gonna just go with James Bond.
Don't like him because he was a prosthetic fat man?
Yeah. Like when I pop into my head, I'm picturing Daniel Craig in like a cool suit or Brendan Fraser as
Fraser
fat.
versus the
I'm going
whale
over
hat, yeah.
it. Like I'm taking James Bond.
Brendan Fraser was so good in The Whale, he ruined his legacy in your mind.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I love how we can choose any James Bond character, so now we can also choose any Brendan Fraser character. I think that's kind of fair, actually.
Yeah,
Because I'll
pretty
tell you, I
straightforward.
like him in fucking Scout. I'm a big Steve
Oh,
Nebraska.
yeah. Good, great baseball movie.
I was gonna go with the Encino Man.
Encino Man.
You remember the Encino Man?
Oh yeah,
That
fucking
was when Brendan Fraser played a caveman who got thawed out of ice and went to high school.
yep, it was
Great, great.
that's
And
Encino Man?
yeah, they were like, "What's the answer to
Yeah.
the math question?" He's like, "Oonga boonga," and like everyone's like, "Whoa!" It's really fucking funny.
Cool.
Airheads. He had stuff going on. Curious, not Curious George. George of the Jungle. He had stuff going on.
Yeah.
Gooch.
Yes, much respect to our beloved Brendan Fraser, but it's got to be James Bond. I don't want to see James Bond win it all. Like you said, the Britishness of it all is really bringing it down. But let's get Bond through round one. I'm going Bond.
Gonna go for Bond. That means you're gonna break the tie, Clem.
Ooh, I was really hoping I wouldn't be breaking the tie on this one. Now I'm thinking about Airheads. I watched Airheads pretty it still holds up surprising, shockingly well. It's just a Brendan Fraser IMDb discussion. This is the thing. I'm also like Che, I'm not a big, I feel like I should like the Bond movies more. I'm not a car chase guy. I don't know, but like I like a lot of the other stuff. I like that it's consistent. There's a formula they followed every movie. Obviously you get the smoke shows as well. And I also like, it feels like an event. So I feel like Bond is that dude. GoldenEye was a sick fucking 64 game. So I'm going to go Bond. It just feels right. Austin Powers was a spinoff because of it. Those were fun movies back in the day. So I'll go Bond just based on that.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm glad Clem brought up the games. Cause I did not think about that. Like GoldenEye, having GoldenEye under your belt. That's big. What a classic.
Yeah, Chase. Was there chicks in that game?
Yeah. Fucking Natalia would just run around and you'd have to save her, and the dumb broad, I'll just say the B word. She would just go out there and just get killed. Like she's walking with a bunch of guys in AK-47s. You had to protect her and it'd just drive you nuts.
Okay. Like, I was gonna say, I feel like Che would be playing GoldenEye when he had the perfect age for that.
Big time, big time. GoldenEye was like I kind of missed the boat on Call of Duty, but I was like in the GoldenEye era where you had the quad screen pretty much on one friend's thing, and you could all play. It was great.
Oh yeah, you get that heat seeking missile. Oh, the best.
Yep,
the best.
And fuck off,
forever. Golden Gun or was it RCP-90? Like the those are my jams.
James Bond is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed. Is, and I'm very specific here, T2 Terminator. So Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2, when he is this big brawlic robot who you need to teach, he's kind of like a robotic Encino Man. Like you need to teach him how to be human to James Connor. And he's just cool as shit. All he does is say catchphrases, hasta la vista, baby, I'll be back. Fucking like everything he does is a catchphrase, and he just beats the shit out of people. The opening sequence when you first see him really in the movie, where like he has the gun, the coolest shotgun of all time hidden inside the rose thing. He pops out and starts blasting Robert Patrick. So cool. The motorcycle, cool as fuck. Everything he does is amazing. Even like the ending, he dies, he comes like into the lava with thumbs up. He's just the coolest guy. And he's going up against, ironically, like we were just mentioning, Schwarzenegger, going up against his fellow insanely jacked 80s guy who, there's funny stories between the two of them and Sylvester Stallone in Rambo. So Rambo is an interesting character as well, because he's essentially just like a Vietnam vet that kind of, in the first movie, it's like a very thoughtfully written kind of movie about like PTSD, First Blood. Like, and then he just like, yeah, now he's going to go help the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And like, it's kind of devolves after that. But we're going to have Terminator versus Rambo. And these guys would constantly, by the way, go back and forth trying to get roles from each other, to the point where I believe, and I feel like you would know this, Gooch, I believe Schwarzenegger tricked him into taking a shitty role, like my mom, the cop, or something like that. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Do not know about this, but the idea of Schwarzenegger and Stallone, those meatheads playing mind games with each other, that's pretty funny.
I think he like pretended to have a huge interest in some movie where the main character is a cop alongside his elderly mother, and he did it. He faked out Stallone into taking the role, and the movie bombed and like did terrible. And then he revealed later, like, yeah, I wasn't interested in that at all. I just thought that if I showed a little, that you would take it. So Terminator versus Rambo. Start with you, Clem.
Stop or my mom will shoot. Was that it?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Yeah, according to
the movie was called what?
How did Sylvester Stallone not like raise an eyebrow at the title of that?
I think he just
that already sounds like the worst movie of all time.
It's a great question. I think he just saw Stallone was interested and he was like, I'm in. So Clem, you're up first. Terminator versus Rambo.
So I grew up when Rambo was like getting pretty big. I probably like remember the second one when it came out. But then I think I started watching the first one, this thoughtful movie, expecting blood, guts, guns, everything. And it was like, what the fuck is this guy's deal? And I was freaked out. So I never actually have seen the Rambos after that. It just It was not my thing. I don't know. When you think action movie star, I think you just, there's at least one Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think T2's my guy because of that. And like you said, the whole robotic Encino Man side of things did add a little extra to the character, and he was just a badass motherfucker. So he was under the skull. He was like the legit, under his like skin, he was the legitimate skull robot, right?
Yeah, it was like a full-on robot underneath flesh covered, or flesh fake skin, what they call it, cybernetic skin or something.
Yeah, I'm going to just vote by the accent. That accent just fucking crushed it. I'll be Bach.
Yeah. So one vote for the Terminator. Gooch.
Yeah, gotta be the Terminator. Gotta go with Arnie. Like Clem said, just one of the most, like, if you think action hero, Arnie's coming to your mind, like, almost immediately. Like, just a behemoth of a man. The accent shouldn't work in American movies, but for some reason does. Like, he's got a fucking German accent, and he's playing the hero and all in everything. It shouldn't work, but it did in the 80s. Yeah, no, he cracks me up. He can't work. He can't act worth a shit. Still works. I love him.
He's the best. So two votes for Terminator, Tommy.
So I haven't seen Terminator. I have seen Rambo. Did that for a pod with Eddie about a year ago. Way different than I expected. Like, I feel like I've seen all the trailers of more of the recent Rambo movies, and he's in the woods, jungles of fucking Vietnam or whatever. Like, Rambo 1, he's just, like, in the woods in New Hampshire or something. Like, I kept waiting for, like, when...
He's in New Hampshire?
Yeah, where is Oregon or something.
Yeah.
Is somewhere, like he's just in the woods in, like, a rural suburban town. I kept waiting, like, all right, when's he going to go fucking overseas? But I did like the movie, and so since I haven't seen Terminator, I'll go Rambo.
One vote for Rambo. KB.
I think both of these guys are kind of douchebags.
Oh, come on. You don't like lifting weights? Have you ever watched
all of my youth wrestling coach? All of my wrestling coaches were really inspired by, like, John Rambo and Rocky. They thought he was real. but Terminator is more iconic. It's cooler. I like that he was a machine and not just a guy. So I'll go Terminator.
Well, another vote for Terminator, Che.
Yeah, Terminator. Like, Rambo was a like severely like fucked up dude who obviously has a lot going on. Terminator, Schwarzenegger in that movie was just, he had a purpose and he fulfilled it and did it to the best of his abilities. And then, yeah, came out as like he was like one of the pop culture icons, specifically in that movie of the decade. So give me Arnie.
Mm-hmm. That means Arnie's going to move on. And by the way, just to follow up on that rivalry thing, Schwarzenegger said he read the script. It's a piece of shit. And let's be honest, I say to myself, I'm not going to do this movie. Then I go to Sly and Sly calls me. Have you ever talked to me, or they were talking about doing this movie? And I said, yes, I was thinking about doing this. It's a brilliant idea. I love this movie. and no, because we're in a competition, Sly goes, whatever it takes, I'll do it. And of course the movie went major into the toilet, which it did really bad. Shout out to, what is it again? Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. So next up we have our chain game versus to go up against our one seed, our first option from the chain game. I feel like Clem might also be a little upset by this one getting bumped down to the 16s. Harry Stamper from Armageddon. It was tough because he's not really like he is the star of an action movie, but like, is he an action hero? It's kind of tough to like his sacrifice that he makes is like totally heroic, no question about it. But like, is he an action hero? I don't know. What do you think?
When I threw him on there, I was just going to try to submit all Bruce Willis characters, and those were the first two. And then I was like, I'll mix it up a little here. I was going to look to see if they even considered it an action movie. It kind of hits every fucking genre. But I think Harry Stamper is like the most heroic person in the history of fucking movies. And he probably trumps all these people. I don't know if everyone would have done what he did if they were in that situation. So that's why I had to throw him at least to the submission list, but 16, I don't know. Like, did more people see Armageddon than Die Hard? That might be the case on this panel.
Probably. Yeah. I would imagine. Also, it gave us a great, song from,
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Which was the theme song of the NBA playoffs this year.
Was it? Yep. Oh, I don't think I've heard it play. Cameron Poe from Con Air is also on the list. I actually rewatched Con Air kind of recently. It's hilarious how bad Nick Cage's accent is in Con Air. It's atrocious. And if you don't know who Cameron Poe is, he's a former Army Ranger that like beats up men that are trying to assault his wife and accidentally kills one of them. So they put him in prison.
Kills
for, like, him. Puts him in prison for 10 years, which, by the way, would never, they would never indict this man. But then he ends up getting on and put on a plane with a bunch of cons. The cons take over the plane and he saves the day, basically. Another Nick Cage role, Ben Gates from National Treasure, who I would say is definitely an action hero. And I mean, he's just cool. You don't.
Yes.
Okay, good. I just make sure he made it on the list.
This is the first one that really excited me. He is an action hero and an American hero.
Yes, I would agree. An American hero. I feel like in general, like this genre of guy, like Americana hero, like he's just so cool. He's a great character.
Is it crazy to say that? And I know some people, I know it's not as iconic, but I almost feel like if they made more of them, National Treasures could have been like the more modern Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Like, I think there was, they could have, I'll never forgive them for not making a National Treasure 3.
They made a series that was bad on Disney Plus that nobody watched. It was like Teenage National Treasure on Disney, and it was horrible. And I believe that Disney's kind of like not holding it hostage, but they're not allowing kind of Bruckheimer and Cage and all them to make it, which kind of sucks. Because Bruckheimer is obviously an action genius. So Ben Gates from National Treasure, you mentioned this one, Tommy. I agree with this. He was really cool. Although he's kind of like a substandard version of a different person who may show up later. Bob Odenkirk and Nobody. I think he was very cool.
Underrated movie. Just a good old action movie. I watched it, I don't know, a couple years ago. Good movie. That's all I got on it.
Damn. Must watch.
He's not a must watch, not even a should watch. Just maybe watch it. You'll probably like it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, love it. You got a sequel coming out this summer.
You do?
Really?
Yeah. Not, I don't think directed by the same guy. Although that same director is making a movie, Heads of State, with John Cena and Idris Elba, where they're playing, I believe, the president and the prime minister of
it's awesome.
United States.
Head of State was my favorite movie as a kid. The Chris Rock, Bernie Mac one.
Thank you.
I saw that at like 7 or 8, and I was like, this is the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. You don't know NATO? I don't know NATO.
I miss Bernie Mac.
Kills me every time.
Dom Toretto from the Fast and Furious franchise, Vin Diesel. Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. It's probably only me, Clem, and Gooch know, but Snake Plissken's sick. It's just Kurt Russell with a fucking eye patch and an Uzi just going into, it's in the future where New York is turned into a prison island, where they wall off all of New York and just throw all the prisoners into Manhattan. And the president crash lands there, and they send in Snake Plissken to go rescue him. And he's just sick as fuck. And then lastly, I'll give you guys three guesses who submitted this one. Jason Bateman in Identity Thief.
Good film.
Damn it, KB. What are you doing?
He's not meant to be an action hero. He's just a guy who had his identity stolen, but when life throws a curveball at you, Bateman hits it 440 feet.
To run through the options again, Harry Stamper.
He fucking bodies T.I., right? Is T.I. the villain in that movie?
Honestly, I don't think I've seen that since like the year it came out. I don't remember. It's more Melissa McCarthy, and that's it. So to run through the options again, Harry Stamper from Armageddon, Cameron Poe from Con Air, Ben Gates from National Treasure, Bob Odenkirk from Nobody, Dom Toretto from Fast and Furious, Jason Bateman in Identity Thief, I don't remember the character's name, versus Snake Plissken in Escape from New York. Start with you, Clem. Which one of these from the Cheyenne game do you want to move forward in player one seed?
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work, and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I can vote for my own guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just go Stamper. I don't know, I think he has an uphill battle, so I can't vote against him. I'd say if that happened in real life, there would be the biggest statue on the world
everywhere
for that man. Fucking legend. And that fucking Don't Want to Miss a Thing is such a good song. I'm gonna listen to it as soon as we're done recording.
Well, he's putting the animal cracker between Liv Tyler's boobs.
Animal cracker.
So one vote for Harry Stamper. Gooch.
I got to go Cameron Poe. Just one of the funniest premises for a movie. One of the most hilarious accents. He speaks like somebody doing a Brandon Walker impression.
Yes. Like a very bad one.
Gets arrested and thrown into a maximum security prison, like for the worst criminals in the United States for, like Ken Jack said, punching a guy outside of a bar and knocking him dead with one punch.
Who was like assaulting
who harassed
his
wife?
Yeah, the guy was harassing his wife and he like just punched. Throws like, and Nick Cage is not a trained fighter, so it's just a sloppy punch.
No, it's
and
more,
just
he does
kills the
these.
Man.
He does one of those.
Yeah,
you know
yes,
what I mean, like that weird like thing they loved, that palm punch thing.
Yeah, and then he ends up on a plane with a bunch of convicts, one of them being Cyrus the Virus, and I mean, what a name. Brings him down.
What a cast, too.
Oh, not Cyrus Grissom.
Yeah, Cyrus Grissom. And Steve Buscemi, he had a cool name, too, in that. Like, he's the guy that came in, like, all Hannibal Lectered out with, like, the mask.
Yes.
And, like, he's, yeah. So, one vote for Cameron Poe. Tommy?
There's only one man on this list who stole the Declaration of Independence. And that's Ben Gates. And the Book of Secrets, just as good, if not better. I don't know what his angle was. I don't really remember why. Why did he steal it? Just for treasure hunt? I guess he wasn't really well intentioned.
Someone else was going to steal it.
Yeah.
Right.
We need
right.
Like, the invisible ink on it or something, right?
Yeah. Really just kind of wanted treasure. So maybe not the most noble of these heroes, but I like him the most.
So John Voight's there.
John
Voight would do
dad.
That now.
That's his dad, I think, right, in the movie.
Yes.
So one for Stamper, one for Poe, one for Ben Gates. KB.
Something about punching the guy who harasses your wife is heroic to me, and actually killing him. Is that why he's the hero, or did he do heroic stuff after that?
He does that. He gets thrown in prison for like indefinitely, and then he gets out and they're like, okay, we're going to transport you back home just in time for your daughter's birthday, but we have to put you on Con Air, which is this big fucking cargo plane, which houses all the worst criminals in the world that have to be transported to other places. And the convicts take over the plane, led by Cyrus the Virus, among others. And he needs to stop the plane from, you know, you're escaping with all the convicts on board.
Yeah, give me him.
Another vote for Cameron Poe. You can either tie it up or just send it straight home for Cameron Poe if you want, Jay.
As my shirt says, I'm a dad, so I got to go for Mr. Stamper. Say the ultimate sacrifice. While he's not like the traditional action hero like a Stallone, or Schwarzenegger, he does, again, make the ultimate sacrifice. So I got to go with him.
Okay, so I have to pick now between Cameron Poe and Harry Stamper. And I think, like, it kind of stinks because they're going to go into a bit of a buzzsaw. But I think I'll go with Harry Stamper, just for kind of the reasons you're outlining here. Like, he's not the biggest action hero, but he does the singular most heroic act of maybe anybody on this entire bracket. And blowing himself up with nuclear bombs to stop the world from being hit by a meteor. Like, that's doesn't really get much more heroic than that.
He's a roughneck, too. That counts for something in my book.
Yes. And also, if you've never watched it, and I feel like a lot of people have at this point, the Ben Affleck commentary commentary track on Armageddon is so funny. He's just, like, pretty drunk, just like, what was the line he says? Where he's like, I asked Michael Bay, wouldn't it be so much easier to train astronauts how to drill, and he just said, shut the fuck up, Ben, or something like that. Like, he's the best. So Harry Stamper gonna get the stamp of approval, and he's gonna move on versus our number one seed. It may be a little bit biased for me to throw him as the one seed, but in my opinion, when you think action hero, it's very tough to think of many characters that have saved the world more times than this guy. So I think he combines both the incredible action and the heroics, and that's Ethan Hunt from the Mission Impossible franchise. Very difficult not to have Ethan Hunt as the number one. He saved the world like 18, like literally we're on what, movie number 8? He saved the world 8 times, like minimum. That's just what we know of. So Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise versus Harry Stamper, Bruce Willis. Start with you, Che.
I used to really like Mission Impossible. I've kind of cooled on it. I'm going Stamper. Give me Stamper. He's not as cool or as sleek as Tom Cruise in those movies. Tom Cruise, I mean, that character is almost like what, almost how I envision Bond being, like, cooler. Like, less, like, more under pressure, but everything always works out in his way. Even with the, you know, drop from the iconic drop from the ceiling, and he's, you know, this close to the floor. But again, Stamper is just the everyman. So give me Harry Stamper.
As a counterpoint I'll throw out there, James Bond has never done anything as cool or risky, really, as...
Yeah, and Cruise does his own stunts in those, right?
Yes, Cruise does do his own stunts in those, in all of them, basically. Yeah. Or I think, actually. So one vote for Stamper, KB.
Let me go last in these, unless I'm very familiar with the character, so I can hear some more pitches almost.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do that for now, and I'll just lead to the from the back to, back to you guys. So let's go to Tommy.
I haven't seen either of these either, so but I'm going to vote for Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, just because he does his own stunts. And I know that doesn't really matter in terms of what we're debating here. Like, that would almost be like if we're like, who's the best action actor? But it's my vote. I can do what I want with it. I can throw it away. And so I'm voting on I'm voting for Mission Impossible.
They're calling him the White Jackie Chan.
He is. He took a lot of inspiration from Jackie Chan and Buster Keaton. To give you a little background, maybe, KB, this will help. Ethan Hunt is the primary agent of the IMF, which is the Impossible Mission Force. Does that sound cool to you?
He does close-up magic.
Yeah, he does close-up magic.
He does magic on the... did he do his own stunts in that?
Yeah, well, yeah, and within the context of the movie, he is doing everything by himself. He's rappelling up the Burj Khalifa.
No, but is he doing the magic tricks on his own?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that is something Tom Cruise learned how to do for no reason.
Yep.
And I like when action heroes are like kind of like they're tactful, they're witty, they're brilliant, but they're not like full of themselves. They're not just like blowing people up and doing unrealistic kung fu. So is that
there's not a lot of kung fu guy? And no, there's not a lot of he's got a team around him. He's got a gadget guy, he's got a hacking guy, he's usually got a woman on the team for espionage and allure.
Unlike Bond, you see him sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, he's human. Yeah, I'll go with him.
He's very
he
human.
Likes to
he's,
rock climb.
Does rock climb? He does helicopter stunts. He's flying planes. He's rappelling off the world's tallest building. He's diving into like pools where he has to hold his breath, free diving for 5 minutes at a time. Like, it's crazy. He's done a trillion of these stunts. He halo jumped too, which is insane. We're 1-1 right now, Clem.
I saw the first Mission Impossible, I think, like opening day. It was a huge deal. I saw the second one, didn't really love it. And then I got out of the franchise. And then I was told years later, like, the Philip Seymour Hoffman one is fucking, like, the best, which apparently was the third one. So maybe I should have given the theater the old shot for that one. So I missed that, and I've been out ever since because of it. So I kind of don't have the clear love you guys have of it. I mean, it's going to be hard to go against Harry Stamper. I also don't know if I could separate the actor from the character. I kind of blame Tom Cruise for Katie Nolan not being in The Dark Knight, which would have made it a perfect movie. I feel like he was fucking her head up with Scientology back then. And then we got Maggie Gyllenhaal. So then all because of that, I am now voting for Harry Stamper, as well as it being my guy, Bruce.
So that means that we are 2-1 in favor of Harry Stamper over Ethan Hunt. Tommy Smokes.
I voted Mission Impossible. I already voted Ethan Hunt.
Sorry, I flipped the other way. Gooch.
Yeah, send it through. Hunt.
Wait, send what?
Hunt. Sorry. Send my vote through. Hunt. You knew what I was going to vote for. Come on. Much respect to Stamper, but come on now.
Just got to make sure. Oh, another big thing KB to know with Mission Impossible is a big thing they do is they print out faces of people they're trying to impersonate. So they like have a thing where they like they'll use masks a lot to pretend to be other people. That's like a big part of it. And they like, for example, they pretend to be like Wolf Blitzer on a newscast to fool people into thinking things happen. Like it's
creative. I like that.
Yeah, I'll let you now make you're now the decisive vote here, KB. Ethan Hunt versus Harry Stamper.
I mean, Ethan Hunt seems to be like the guy. He seems to be the whole package when it comes to heroes.
The one seed.
He, so to give you an ex-
yeah, I'll go with him. I mean, no, I don't know enough about Stamper. He seems awesome.
I just keep thinking of Doug Stamper from House of Cards.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Bald guy?
Yeah, it's really making me not.
I've never seen that, Tommy. Give me the lowdown on Doug Stamper.
You've never seen House of Cards?
No.
He's like the fixer.
I watched the first episode and the dog guy.
I only watched
like
the
like,
first
not
few
for me.
Seasons. He's like Kevin Spacey's aide or whatever.
He's like fixer, basically.
I think he kills a guy.
Yeah. I think he kills a lot of people, actually. But yeah, I think it's good. And here's my rationale, and this will be for the Stamper votes. Stamper saved the world once, right? Which is incredible. Like Ethan Hunt, if they didn't have to disavow his actions as a member of the Impossible Mission Force, like he would have 18 million statues built of him. He saved the world like 15 times, like in totality, like multiple nuclear weapons, like fucking biological viruses, like shit, like he's done that. He's done it all.
John Voight,
he saved us from, which I think he was just kind of stealing money. Like, I don't really think he had, that wasn't very high stakes in the first one, but the rest of them, it got way.
End the Mission Impossible franchise with him just failing and the world ending.
Yes. Yeah. That is,
that would be a pretty good way to go out.
Yeah. So right now Ethan Hunt is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about our next sponsor of the day, which is Blue Chew. Wow, that's a hell of an opening line for the ad read. Guys, enter the room dick first. I don't think you can do it almost any other way. I think it's almost impossible to do it.
That says that
you walk into the room backwards. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet, it's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like something, give your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. It ain't a supplement, it is an erection resurrection. That's a great line. Guys, this isn't just about performance, it's about your legacy or your third legacy. Oh, that's also good. They're doing better in this. Give your group chat something to talk about. Not, I don't understand. You know, when you lay it down, they'll be talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, and we have a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code BRACKET at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety information. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Shout out to our good friends over at Blue Chew. Okay, other side of the bracket, we have the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 6 seed, I feel like he's been not disrespected, but kind of forgotten about over the years, Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne, man, this guy had a literally, Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. Matt Damon had a stranglehold over us with that, those first couple movies, and they were great. They were awesome, awesome movies, great superhero. KB, are you familiar? This might be a good
yeah,
one.
I've seen maybe all of these.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've seen at least two, if not all three of these. I love Jason Bourne.
And he's going up against our number 11 seed. And this is kind of like the same deal with the Rick O'Connell thing where the name might not totally register immediately. So what if I said Brian Mills, would that immediately register as a name for any of you?
Only because I was looking up action heroes before this. So I know that that's Liam
Neeson. Taken?
It's Liam Neeson and Taken.
Oh, this is a tough one. These are two movies I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the first ones I've seen. Love them both.
I think the next one you guys will have seen too. Definitely at least one of you. So Brian Mills, who great action hero, just badass, goes, saves his daughter, I feel like 18 times. There's only like three Taken movies all over the globe, although maybe not just his daughter, other people. Going up against Jason Bourne, the what was that company? Treyarch or something? Not Treyarch, that's Call of Duty. With a company that he kept trying to, like put the thing in his brain or fucked up his memory, whatever, I forget. Chris Cooper was the guy that led them, though, or something. So Brian Mills from Taken versus Jason Bourne from the Bourne series, starting with you, Clem.
This is tough. So would you say Bourne is like the American James Bond? Is that fair to say? Or is that Ethan Hunt?
I think it's neither of them are like ladies men, you know?
That's true. That's a big part of Bond's thing. I'm torn on this one because these are two. And I probably have only seen the first Taken, and I probably saw the first two Bournes. There's three or are there more?
I think there's four.
Unfortunately, there are four.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's the Jeremy Renner.
Wait, no, there's five.
Oh, jeez. True. There's the three.
Yeah.
There's the three initial ones by Damon, then a Renner one, then another Damon one, right?
Then the Damon one that he was contractually obligated to do, so he had to miss out on the Avatar movies.
Yes, that's right. He missed out on the Avatars, which in the back end would have made him like $1 billion.
So I feel like I kind of have to vote against Damon because I feel like he would probably vote against Bourne because it fucked him in the long run. I'm going to go Neeson just because Shay is trying to be the good dad of the podcast, and I feel like that's a great dad move. I guess your daughter getting kidnapped like 18 times is a bad dad move.
Yeah.
He also looks really fucking good in Naked Gun, which I didn't see coming as well. So yeah, I'm gonna go Taken. What is that, Brian Mills?
Brian Mills, yes.
Brian Mills. I'll go Brian Mills. Well, Jason Bourne's a good-ass hero name, though.
It is a great hero name. Do you remember the poster, too, where it's like the orange on one side and the blue on the other? It's a good poster if you've never seen it. So one vote for Brian Mills. Gooch.
No one has ever said, Jesus Christ, it's Brian Mills.
That's a great point. That's a great fucking point.
Never once. I will say, Bourne being on here is almost a stretch because you did say no superpowers. Bourne is like a superhuman. Like, he wakes up from that coma and he has every bit of recorded history inside of his brain. He knows how to do every kind of martial arts. It's insane. It
sounds
crazy.
Like Chuck.
He basically has the Intersect in his head. Yes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So you're going to go for Bourne, Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jason Bourne is one of the like things that made me love spies so much. Like, I remember watching those. I feel like I watched them out of order, but I definitely like those. And I do think, you know, Liam Neeson, he's just really concerned about his daughter. You know, he's kind of a one trick pony. Like, Matt Damon is, he's saving the whole world, like, or I don't know what the fuck he was doing, to be honest. I don't really remember, but I know he was,
he really wasn't even doing that.
I know he was saving more than his daughter, right?
I don't think he was saving anything was the problem. He was trying to figure out who the fuck am I.
I still like Jason Bourne.
So 2-1 in favor of Jason Bourne. KB,
Ken, Jack, has Jason Bourne stolen Brian Mills' daughter in this scenario?
I don't even know what would happen in that situation, although I do think Brian Mills would be toast. There would be, unfortunately for him. KB.
Yeah, I remember like falling like almost in love with Jason Bourne. He was emotionally distant.
Mm-hmm. Bourne, yeah.
He was kind of like tortured, right?
He was like
miserable.
His memory was wiped out.
Achievements. Yeah. I don't know, something about Matt Damon as a boy, like you kind of felt like you could be him. He had a regular head, and I appreciated that. So I have to go Jason Bourne. Can't remember anything specifically he did, though.
He basically just beat people up like to a pulp. Like, that was like his entire
job.
That's
cool.
Like, people would come and try to fight him, and he knew 18,000 different combat or like martial arts and would just destroy them. Like, Clive Owen, dead. Fucking that dude from Lost, dead. Like, everyone that tried to fight him just died immediately. So we're all Jason Bourne except for one right now. Jay?
I'm going the Liam Neeson and Taken as well.
You don't even remember his name, Jay.
I mean, nobody does.
He's got a special set of skills.
Yeah, the journey is the journey. The pursuit is the funnest part. And Jason Bourne's getting into fist fights and tying people's coats around their necks every 5 minutes. Give me Liam Neeson.
It's such like an oddly specific call out to a move that he definitely does do like 800 times. That like throw the coat around and then twist it.
Yeah.
I despise like those type of scenes.
People gotta stop wearing coats around that guy.
Yeah. You're gonna fight Jason Bourne, you gotta go sleeveless. Like, there's just no way you cannot bring a coat. So Jason Bourne is gonna move on by one vote. Now we have.
How'd I wear my windbreaker today?
God damn it. So now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, we kind of talked about him briefly earlier. He is definitely an action hero, and he's the more elevated version of somebody that we talked about in the chain game, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, one of the coolest to ever do it. He's like, he hits every quadrant. He's fucking like a super smart professor, but also a huge ladies' man, like womanizer. It also just looks cool as fuck. He's like doing history shit, going out and saving artifacts and stuff, killing Nazis. Like, he does everything that's cool. Everything that is cool, Indiana Jones does. He's just like the quintessential action hero in that sense. And he is going up against This is kind of a late ad, but I feel like he's so lovable that like a lot of us here will definitely know who he is and appreciate him. Lee, who is Jackie Chan in Rush Hour. Jackie Chan in Rush Hour is cool as shit, dude. All he does is beat the fuck out of people and kind of like say the funniest semi-racist stuff back and forth with Chris Tucker. And it's so fun. Every one of those movies is so much fun that I feel like Lee really deserved a spot, much more so than Chris Tucker, just because typically Lee is the one saving Chris Tucker throughout the movie.
Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, damn.
I knew you were waiting on that.
It's every fucking time. Let's start with you, Jay. Which
I'm really glad you just said that, because in my head, I was like, why do I associate Stephen Chay so much with the Rush Hour movies? I was like, I hope it's not just
it's not what you'd think.
Right? I was like, I know there's another thing, and then I was
it's actually the other guy.
If you look at Stephen Chay and you're like, this guy has a wicked Rush Hour impression, that is not what you would expect him to do.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
I have a little bit of their back and forth. Their outtakes are so that's I love the outtakes of the all the Jackie Chan movies, but specifically Rush Hour, like when Chris Tucker just cannot not say Jackie Chan like he's supposed to say Lee.
Yeah.
He's
like, and he keeps saying gefilte fish.
Come on, let's kick the door in.
Okay, do you remember on Chris Tucker. Do you remember on the plane with gefilte fish?
Yeah, filter fish.
Someone give me my filter fish. Who you think you got? Chelsea Clinton? So good. So Che, who do you want? Indiana Jones or Lee?
So I really like Indiana Jones. I recently saw the whatever the behind the scenes of Indiana Jones at like MGM, like at Disney World, where it takes you behind the scenes and shows you how they do the stunts. Kind of took some of the allure away from me. So I also am just a big Rush Hour fan.
Feels unfair to Indiana Jones.
I know this isn't real, but like the other movies, like you're like this is still real.
but Inspector Lee, I think is very funny. Him and Chris Tucker's chemistry on screen is so funny. Everything they do together is funny. You know, they're going to the parlor to get a massage. They're just going out to a night of karaoke. Everything is so funny with both of them. So I got to go Inspector Lee. Mm-hmm.
Never touch a black man's radio. The fucking the scene where like
never touch a Chinese man's radio.
The scene where he gives these Chris Tucker gives Jackie Chan his ID to get into the place, and he's like, "They won't believe this. I'm not 6'1". It's so so fucking good, dude. One vote for Lee. KB.
Yeah, I wasn't an action movie kid or boy or man, and Rush Hour 2 was nonstop. And Jackie Chan, I think back then, Jackie Chan was the top person in the world. And he was for everybody the world over. Everyone likes Jackie Chan. Everyone likes Rush Hour. So I have to go with that.
Two votes for Lee is interesting right now. Gooch.
Oh, I'm up. I'm going Indy. Indy's like Clem is with John McClane. I struggle to see who's going to take Indy down for me. Like Ken Jack said, he just checks all the boxes. He's fucking Harrison Ford, like just the coolest guy to ever live. On top of being a historian, on top of being a college professor who students are literally painting like they're what are they painting on the back of their eyelids? So that
like he, fuck like, me on his on their
yeah,
eyelids,
basically like they're putting like fuck me on their eyelids. So when they close their eyes, he can see that. He's killing Nazis. Yeah, no, he's the whole package. Sean Connery is his dad. Oh, Karen Allen, that's his main squeeze.
The Ooh. Nazi chick too, very hot.
Oh yeah,
Can he jump through a casino cashier cage?
I don't know how he did that.
One of the great stunts.
It's insane. So it means we are 3-1 right now in favor of Indiana Jones. Tommy.
Indiana Jones for sure. I love these are ones I did watch as a kid. Like my dad got the DVDs. We watched them all like over a few weekends. I was obsessed with finding the Holy Grail as a kid. After that movie, I was like, I'm gonna find the Holy Grail.
That makes so much sense.
Someone's got to do it. I still think if I looked a little bit, I could run into it. Great theme music, accessories, the hat, the rope
Whip.
lasso, or whip. Indiana Jones.
So we are 2-2. You're gonna break the tie, Clem.
Anyway, is it 3-2?
And right now it is 2 for Indiana Jones, 2 for Lee.
Okay. Fuck. I think if you gave me like 5 minutes of Rush Hour 2 highlights, I just vote for Jackie Chan. I just would do it. But I mean, Indiana Jones is that. I'm not even like a diehard indie guy. I didn't watch him when I was younger. I watched him when I was a little older, and I went in maybe with too high expectations. They're still fucking awesome. At the end of the day, it's basically the best person you knew in high school, like the coolest guy that was good at sports, but also like hung out with everyone. That's Indiana Jones. He's a 99 in every aspect of life. So I think you got to go him. He's like a, and he's a more down to earth action hero than like the Schwarzenegger fucking roid heads.
He is like maxed out on every, like he spent all the 2K points. He got everything. He has
Yeah.
every single slider is maxed.
And I also appreciate like the whole thing with the sword. He just fucking kills a guy with a gun. Like that's just practical.
And a great behind the scenes story too. Just like he had diarrhea that day, and they were supposed to have a big sword fight, and Harrison Ford was like, "I can't do the sword fight, so let me just shoot him." So they just shot him instead. So Indiana Jones, this is. And I want to be clear, I'm almost pissed at myself. I wish Lee was in a different seating because this is a brutal matchup because Lee is incredible. All we just did was gush about how great Jackie Chan is in that movie. And if you go back into his further filmography too, like his filmography pre-Rush Hour, it's amazing. Like go to like Rumble in the Bronx,
Rumble in the
Police
Bronx.
Story, or fucking
Who am I? Yeah,
yeah,
bunch.
Twin Dragons, fucking Wheels on Meals. See, every movie he makes is like kind of similar in tone to Rush Hour, and just people mostly just know Rush Hour because of the Western addition to it.
He crushes it as Splinter in the new Ninja Turtles too, and he's just a fucking cartoon voice.
Shanghai Noon, great call.
Shanghai Noon is
Shanghai.
basically the same movie as Rush Hour, but it's with Owen Wilson instead of Chris Tucker, and it just and Owen Wilson's good, but like it just shows you how much better Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker's chemistry
Yep.
is because it Rush Hour blows it out of the water.
They actually, I don't know if it was recent or maybe a year ago, there was like Jackie Chan was getting some sort of award and they brought Chris Tucker
Yeah,
out.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and Jackie Chan like was jumping up and down like a girl just met like Harry Styles or something. Like he was going nuts and I loved it. Loved every second of it. So now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed, I'm curious how many people, I know for a fact Gooch and Clem have seen this. I'm curious if you guys have seen this because this is like an all-time Macho Man movie, literally in some senses, I guess. Predator, Dutch, specifically Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. He is, if you're talking about like pure action hero, that's like one of the all-timers. Like between, his fucking handshake with Carl Weathers, the fucking he says like the lines, like so many cool lines throughout it.
You
Just
are
fucking,
one ugly son of a
yeah,
bitch.
what the hell are you? Like so many great lines throughout it, and he's just cool. He's battling one-on-one using caveman technology versus a fucking alien with a laser gun in the middle of a Columbia or whatever.
There's a
So
new
cool.
Predator coming out.
Yeah, they had an animated one that dropped that was pretty good too. And Predator Badlands, I believe, should be, was it like
Yep,
it's later this
that's
year,
it.
right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so Dutch, there's another one where the name thing kind of hurts. Is going up against number 7 seed. This one, his I feel bad because I feel like his legacy has been watered down by Queen Latifah. Robert McCall, aka the Equalizer. The Equalizer, who has now had 3 movies. And all of them are pretty fucking good. Where it's just he's a old fucking CIA fixture, and they just get brought out of retirement to save the town or the village or like the old lady he's looking after, and they're just really cool. And actually, if, I don't know if you guys remember this. Do you remember there was a guy on Barstool Idol that was in Equalizer 2?
I don't know.
No. He came in and he told us about like yeah, he's like yeah, I'm in a scene with Denzel Washington and he beats the brakes off me, and he sure does. He was actually in a scene like that.
He plays like a finance bro guy that like he has like a girl, him and his got friends have like a girl that they're like clearly like sexually abusing or something. And McCall is like a delivery driver that comes up and like he's like, yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And so Robert McCall
bursts in and kills them all. And I believe the Barstool Idol guy, he like kills him by like cutting his throat with a credit card or something, like really fucking crazy.
I'm kind of impressed by him.
Very. So the Equalizer, Robert McCall versus Dutch from Predator, who just leads a team like of multinational, multi-ethnic, jacked machismo dudes that just or a hostage rescue team, right? And Colombia. So we'll start with you, Clem.
I do think there's like a saturation point with these meathead over the top 80s guys. Does not start with Dutch, though. He is fucking he's fucking Schwarzenegger. I don't know if we're going to get Seagal, and there's even some Stallone that I wasn't really all that into, or Van Damme, but I'm pretty much going to vote for Schwarzenegger almost every time, as long as he's not going up against John McClane. You son of a bitch. Like the it's the accent. You said it shouldn't work. It works. Most guys would have tried to change their name from Schwarzenegger, too. It's a ridiculous last name. He kept it, and it fucking works. And you believe that that man could actually take down the fucking guy, the Predator. So I'll go with Schwarzenegger here.
One vote for Schwarzenegger. He couldn't get work in Germany because they couldn't understand his accent in German. Like he's from Austria, and his accent is considered like really country to them. Like they didn't understand him. So they didn't want, he wasn't marketable there, which is why he ended up coming here. So
like Mincy becoming a movie star in like Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
His accent is so southern. It's like, oh, but to them, it's like, this guy's awesome.
he's doing hogs for the cause. I wonder what that is in German. Let's go to you, Gooch.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go opposite Clem here. I do love Arnie. I love Dutch. Love Predator. But something about Bob McCall, he has such a different gear from the rest of these guys. Like, he's so calm, cool, collected. When he clicks that little watch, when he's got the little timer on his watch and he's like, you guys got 14 seconds, all three of you are hitting the floor. And then he just hits go and then just kills them all. That gets me going every single time. So I'm going Bob McCall. And by the way, I call him Bob McCall because when the third one came out, I went to a showing here in New York and it was me and then like a group of like British guys. And it was opening night, and they were so fucking excited for this movie and just kept chanting Bob McCall through the previews. They're like, Bob
That's
McCall,
not what
Bob
he goes
McCall.
By. He goes by Robert McCall?
He goes by Robert. No one's ever called him
and
Bob
all the
McCall
British dudes were... Is he a chant-worthy character of cinema?
I don't think so, but he's been elevated in my brain because of that.
And again, to fully clarify, they made a TV series about the same character played by Denzel Washington, and they recast him as Queen Latifah. And this show ran for like 18 seasons. It only just ended. It makes no fucking sense in the world. So we are 1-1 right now, Tommy.
So the Equalizer, Man on Fire, and Inside Man, I kind of confuse in my brain as just Denzel action-y movies. I know I've seen one or two of them. Inside Man for sure. I can't remember if I've seen the others, but I liked that movie, so I'm gonna go with Denzel. And I like the Bob McCall chance, so that's sort of my basis for voting.
Two votes for Bob McCall, one vote for Dutch. KB,
this one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee, processing fee, convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Nothing to go
here. Do an educated guess. That's the idea here. I think is just to educate a guess based on how we're giving it to you.
I'll go Arnold Schwarzenegger. He sticks with me positively. I'll go him.
Yeah. There's like three politicians that end up being in that movie, right? Schwarzenegger, I believe, Sonny, whatever, the guy that plays the Native American, also was a governor, and then Jesse the Body Ventura was also, I believe, the governor of Minnesota, right, at one point?
Yep, correct.
A lot of politicians in that movie. So we are 2-2 right now. Jay, you're going to break it.
Denzel. I mean, Denzel is one of the best to ever do it. I liked some of Denzel's other movies better, but I mean, similar type justice role. So give me Denzel in The Equalizer.
Okay, so our last matchup of the day is our 2 seed versus our 15 seed. Our 2 seed, probably one you guys are wondering if you, why it hasn't been mentioned yet, John Wick. John Wick is just, when you're talking about modern action heroes, modern action stars, whatever, it's just John Wick is like a number one. He helped revitalize the genre of those because those movies are so just kind of different in the way that they showed action. And John Wick is awesome. Guy kills his dog and he goes on a killing rampage and murders like 18,000 people. Like, it's John Wick's the fucking greatest. And he's going up against number 15 seed, which is this. You actually just mentioned this, Tommy. John Creasy, which I think you also brought him up, Clem. Creasy Bear. I think you mentioned him in there, which is Denzel Washington in Man on Fire. He's also a very cool character.
It's the other one I haven't seen. We really cornered my Denzel movies.
So it's Denzel playing a bodyguard to Dakota Fanning. And when she gets kidnapped by, was it the Colombian? It was a cartel guy or something like that. He goes on like a hell fucking trail, kill all these people. So John Wick versus John Creasy, Battle of the Johns, starting with you, Che.
I have a take about John Wick. There was so much hype about it, and I recently watched it on an airplane, and I was expecting to like it. Didn't really like it.
Which one?
I thought it was the first one. I thought it was pretty plain. I think if John Wick is a cat guy, it never really takes off. I think because because he has a dog, and the guy who steals his car or whatever kills his dog, and then he is out for vengeance. I think many more people can identify with that and are like, oh my gosh, that poor dog. We love this guy now. But I don't know. It just didn't really do it for me. He doesn't like talk that much. He's not a super vocal guy, fairly bland personnel. He just is all about vengeance, which I get for like the action genre. But overall, I didn't love the movie. Creasy Bear, he's protecting at that time was arguably the greatest pound for pound actor in the world in Dakota Fanning, who was great in that movie. And obviously grown up and hasn't done as much since.
She was in Equalizer 3, by the way, I'm pretty sure, right?
Oh, wow.
Yep. She showed up in that small town in Italy.
Yep.
And sat at the cafe table. It's great.
But Man on Fire was interesting because I feel like Man on Fire describes some of the other victims of his who he lit on fire as opposed to himself. But give me Creasy Bear.
One of the all-time great walk away from an explosion and not look back scenes in that movie in Man on Fire. KB.
Yeah, I mean, I watched this. I remember loving it. Couldn't tell you one thing that happened in the movie. I got to rewatch everything. I remember I loved it, so I'll go John Creasy.
Which is kind of a funny name. They could have picked something better, probably. Versus
that name.
John Creasy. Gooch.
Give me Wick. For all the reasons Shay just said. He doesn't talk a lot. He's all about vengeance. It's all about the action with him. And
that's
just
kind of a good
racking
song.
Racking up bodies. Like, the man, they did a kill count one time for like just one of his movies. He's putting down like 600 people every single film. It's crazy. And we don't have to worry about whether or not the movie would have been popular with a cat dying, because that's not what happened. The dog died and the wife died of cancer. Don't forget that too, Shay.
True.
Was she very in the movie? She wasn't in the movie though.
Flashbacks.
No, and that's another addition. We don't waste time on all this backstory shit. All the dog dying, the wife dying happens in like the first 5 minutes.
There's no dialogue. It's pretty much just Grand Theft Auto God mode for 2 hours.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love doing that.
That's great.
So we are 1 for John Wick, 2 for John Creasy. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm scrolling back and forth here between the movie posters. They both have suits on. John Wick's is a way better fitting suit. Denzel's suit is very baggy.
What year was Man on Fire?
2004, so that could have been a sign of the times. But he looks a little disheveled. John Wick looks cleaner. Like, his suit fits better. So I feel like also the name John Wick just carries more weight. So I'll go John Wick.
So we are 2-2. That means you're going to break the tie. And you did submit John Creasy. I don't know if you submitted John Wick. I don't remember.
Let me throw out one more thing before we get to this vote. The nickname, Baba Yaga, he's not the boogeyman. He's the guy you send to kill the boogeyman.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. Glam.
I might watch John Wick tonight, too.
Yeah, Baba Yaga was weighing heavily on my mind because of that. I submitted Creasy Bear. I think I was going to submit John Wick. I'm like, if I have to submit John Wick, who am I doing this fucking draft with? He's become the face of the genre now in the newer years, I guess. I fucking really like Man on Fire. I've probably only seen it once or twice. But the fucking, I wish you had more time. And then he blows the guy up with the fucking bomb he shoved up his ass.
It was up his ass.
Yeah, it was up his ass.
Yeah, now I remember.
But I hate to do this, but Creasy Bear, which is a great nickname too. I wish you had more time. It's John Wick. He's the fucking guy, man. They both are like legends. When they get pissed off, you don't fuck with them. But I feel like the John Wick name, the Baba Yaga name, brings out just a little more than Creasy Bear. I mean, it's fucking Creasy Bear.
Yeah. So let's run through our playoffs quick as John Wick moves on. First up, James Bond versus John McClane. Oh boy, Clem. Yeah, they're starting to go up with this vote. Do I even need to bother?
It's McClane. It's McClane from here on out for me. So yeah, you can skip the time.
One vote for McClane. Tommy?
I'm just going to go with the American here. I'll go John McClane.
Two votes for McClane. Gooch?
Yep. Same thinking as Tommy. Go with the American. Also saved New York one time. We could use that again. We'd use that again, and New York needs to be saved right now.
Yeah, get over on ones.
Did anyone? I feel like I didn't see anyone make a you don't mess with the whatever his was it Zoran.
Oh yeah, that might have pushed him over the edge.
It might have helped. I was thinking about that before. KB,
yeah, I'll go with John McClane.
It's a great name, by the way. We're talking about the efficacy of names and how much better it makes this super an action hero. McClane is great. Che.
Don McLean was the one that sang American Pie, right?
Sure is.
Yes, okay. Sure was.
Sure is.
Sure, I mean, it's irrelevant, so yeah, throw me down for McLean.
And who was Edward McLean? He had
a 90s song?
He had a bop. Was it Al B?
And I'll
Ed McLean? Why am I not saying?
Crying shoulder. Mm-hmm.
McCain. Edwin McCain?
Edwin McCain.
McCain. Yeah, I'll B, and I could not ask for more. Interesting. So McClane is going to move on. Now we have Ethan Hunt versus the Terminator in T2. Che.
This is tight. I'll go Ethan Hunt.
One vote for Ethan Hunt. KB.
I'm going to pass for now.
Come back to it.
I need to hear more, yeah.
Okay, Gooch.
I got to go Ethan Hunt right now. Listen, the Terminator is an AI entity, more or less.
Ooh, good point.
Hunt is a man. He's flesh and bone. He's stopping AI. Give me Hunt.
One vote, or another vote, rather, for Hunt. Tommy.
I do love AI.
You love ChatGPT. There's nobody that loves ChatGPT.
Could I train the Terminator to be like my own bodyguard and type man?
That is basically the plot of T2.
Terminator.
Two votes for Ethan Hunt, one vote for the Terminator. Clem.
I mean, if Ethan Hunt exists in the Terminator universe, the Terminator kills him, right? Like, all the Terminators kill him.
But
humans Ethan versus Hunt... machine. Machine is winning. That's why we have to go back in time, right?
But Ethan Hunt beat the AI in the last Mission Impossible. That was the whole thing. He beat the...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that. Okay, that's the one that's out, came out. Okay, that's a point in his.
Doesn't this him being a machine kind of negate his heroism?
I don't think so. I feel like because he looks like a human. Like they don't look like a robot. Really, he just looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I guess
he does heroic things.
Based on him being programmed as a machine.
He's a machine that was designed by this, in the future, this AI takes over all of the U.S. defense logistics and just launches a nuclear war, destroys the planet, and then all humans have to rise up and try to stop the machines, and they start sending machines back in time to kill the leader of the resistance. Stupid. But and then they send back one machine, which they reprogram to defend the leader of the resistance when he's a kid. And that fights against a different robot, which comes back to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Makes total sense.
Yeah. I gotta go with the man here based on just like how I feel about this category.
Mm-hmm. It means we're gonna have Ethan Hunt versus John McClane. Man, they would get along so well, though. This really sucks. They would have been best friends, I think. Ethan Hunt versus John McClane. Let's start with you, Clem.
I was hoping for Schwarzenegger because I could ride the American versus the foreigner all the way to the finals. Not going to happen. I'm going to go McClane. I think Hunt has a few votes already penciled in as well. So just going to see. He's a New York police officer. He's wife and kids. Great guy. I'm fighting a losing battle, though, I feel.
One vote for McClane. Tommy?
I want to hear
fan, Yankees fan. I think he's a Yankees fan.
Is he?
I don't know if that's true.
I think so.
I'll go John McClane just because I know how much it means to Clem.
Thanks, Tommy.
That means another vote for John McClane. I'm going to have to double check. It's unclear if he was a Yankees fan.
If he was a Met fan,
I'll switch your vote. Yeah.
Give me the East Germans.
Yeah. two for McClane, Gooch.
Give me Hunt.
Another one for Hunt. It is 2-1 in favor of McClane. KB?
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
I don't like guys who take unnecessary risks just for the sake of taking a risk. And that seems like that's who Ethan Hunt was.
Mm. Yeah. So that means you're going to go for McClane.
Yeah.
McClane's going to win, but Shay?
Ethan Hunt.
Fuck, I want to do like some sort of override vote so bad, but it would go against every bit of sanctity of the bracket, so I won't. Ethan Hunt is going to go into the finals. On the other side, we have Indiana Jones versus Jason Bourne. Woof, I do not envy you at all, Che, starting this vote.
Sorry, Jason Bourne versus who?
Indiana Jones.
I guess Indiana Jones, just because Jason Bourne can't even remember like what he had for breakfast yesterday. Like Indiana Jones at least had some cool, like, you know, had a hat. The whip is an odd choice for a weapon, but it is what it is. Like, he had his own like style. So give me Indiana Jones.
One for Jones, KB.
I think Indiana Jones was too curious. Got him into some messes.
Sure did.
He was too obsessive over conquest and knowledge, and again, unnecessary risks at times. Give me Jason Bourne.
Let me counterpoint you here. Ethan Jones, that's a terrible guy. Indiana Jones, obsessed with puzzles. Loves puzzles more than anything in the world.
He's obsessed with his own knowledge. He's obsessed with being the guy who figures out the puzzle in front of everyone.
He does do it, but only to stop like Nazis from solving the puzzle first. That is typically the...
He needs an audience.
Fair. Jason Bourne, on the other hand, that's all he's doing is solving puzzles, but it's only for himself. It's only discovering him as his own.
I gotta go Bourne.
Fair. 1-1 right now.
Indiana Jones is perfect.
You want to watch a movie about a man just discovering himself? Yay.
Just one guy discovering himself. Gooch.
Which hopefully we're wrapping this up pretty soon. I am supposed to go see Brokeback Mountain. about 45 minutes. Not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, it's 20-year re-release. 20. Yeah, 2025. Yeah.
You go with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am going indie strictly because I really don't think Jason Bourne ever saves someone. Does he?
Very rarely.
Does he save anyone? I love him, but
hero. He gets his
action
like
star.
He gets his girlfriend
hero.
Killed, right? In the second one. That's like the whole opening is that an assassin tries to kill Jason Bourne and kills his girlfriend instead, I think.
Yes. So I am gonna roll Indy here, and It's going to be hard to beat them in the finals. I'll need a real strong case.
2-1 in favor of Indy. Tommy.
I'm torn here. Again, this is a matchup where I've seen both of them. I like both of them. I'll go Indiana Jones.
Indy's going to win, but Clem?
Yeah, I got to go Indy. Matt Damon is the one actor that he's always just Matt Damon to me on the big screen. I don't know why. It's just him. The only guy when he shows up, I'm like, oh, Matt Damon just showed up. I don't know what it is. So, Indy.
I'm with you on that. John Wick versus Robert McCall, Clem.
Wait, who is it?
Robert McCall from the Equalizer versus John Wick. I think that is your answer right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that says enough. Baba Yaga.
One for John Wick. Tommy?
John Wick.
Another for John Wick. Gucci?
Give me Wick.
Wick's going to win, but KB?
Yeah, John Wick. He seems prolific. He seems, I hear the name everywhere. He seems more popular than like Gatorade. Is he a Fortnite skin?
Sure is. He was like the first big
forms
one.
Okay, yeah.
I was also surprised that John Wick has looked up. But look around 2014. Like, I feel like he has a legendary action name to the point where I would have thought the first one came out in like the 90s or early 2000s.
The name, yeah, the name is everywhere. John Great Wick. Name. It's a good name.
Che?
I want Wick less than a 5-year-old used candle. give me the other option.
John Wick is going to move on. What an analogy. So John Wick versus Indiana Jones to go into the finals. Che?
Indiana Jones.
One vote for Indy. KB?
Yeah, Indiana Jones here.
Another for Indy. Gooch.
Yeah, I got to go Indy. John Wick, potentially a Russian sleeper cell. So we always have to keep an eye on that.
He is Russian. That is true. Yeah. Jonathan, what's his name with his giant veneers always calls him. Tommy.
Yeah, Indy. Just based on the fact that I've seen it and I haven't seen John Wick. So got to go Indy.
So, Clem, you'll be voting first as Indy. Unless you were voting for John Wick, it was going to be a sweep for Indiana Jones. Not that it matter here. So Indiana Jones versus Ethan Hunt in our finals. Who do you think is the best action movie hero?
I thought Ethan Hunt lost.
Ethan Hunt beat, Yeah, I wanted Ethan to win. That's why I just put that in there. McClane, my mistake. Great call, Jay. John McClane versus Indiana Jones. Disaster. That would have been real bad if we went through that whole exercise and I was just at the wrong finals guy. Great catch. Clem.
I feel like directionally correct. I think these are two of the better options you could have gotten for the finals. I think Indy has a lot of good stuff. I'd also say I think Harrison Ford's best role is Han Solo, and I don't even know if we could have chosen. We couldn't do Luke because he has the hero powers, right?
Yeah.
And Luke kind of stinks. He's all right. I think Han Solo is the fucking straw that stirs the drink. I'm going McClane, obviously. So
one vote for McClane. Tommy.
I mean, I gotta go Indiana Jones again, just because it left an impression on me as a boy. I do think John McClane is probably the better spirit of the bracket pick. I feel like those are more true action movies. I don't know. Indiana Jones movies, I guess they're action, but they're also like, I don't
adventure.
Know.
Adventure is the primary genre. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I guess. Oh man. My heart versus the sanctity of the bracket. We've been here before.
Indiana Jones is a Red Sox fan, right?
Ooh.
Oh God.
He actually, I believe, is from Indiana. That's the whole idea.
They had a bobblehead at the Red Sox game on June 28th, it said here, for what it's worth.
I got to go Indiana Jones. I have to. I'd have to stick with my heart here.
1-1, Gooch.
I actually think he's from, like, Arizona, right? Isn't that how the third one opens? It's, like, out west. It's in the southwest.
Yeah, but he's like a Boy Scout.
River Phoenix.
Wasn't it?
Oh.
Although he does
go home. No, because he runs home.
Yeah, you're probably, yeah, I'm not sure.
With that being said, I do think it's impressive. We got like the two guys that were fighting Nazis made it to the finals. Like that is
true.
We nailed that. I do think Tommy just swayed me though, because McClane and Die Hard fit so much harder into the action hero subcategory than I think Indiana Jones does. So I'll go McClane. Let's do it. McClane.
Two for McClane, one for Indy. KB.
So Indiana Jones was terrified of snakes.
Sure was.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing he was afraid of.
But he was always encountering snakes.
Quite a bit.
So he was always afraid. Hero? Maybe. Badass. Maybe not as much as we think.
And McClane walks on broken glass and bare feet to stop the terrorists.
Give me McClane.
But Che doesn't like when people don't wear shoes.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to Indiana Jones, but it sounds like it's over already.
You're going to Indiana Jones, but that means that the winner of the bracket 179, Clem, I bet you're glad you were here just to make sure that this all worked out the way you wanted. The winner is John McClane of the Die Hard franchise. Unbelievable. I mean, a worthy champion. Again, this, I actually think it turned out pretty well. We had our 5 seed versus our 3 seed in the final. Not bad.
I can retire from Bart. That's the whole reason I joined here, was for John McClane to be condoned as the best action hero in the history of the world. Guys, give it a shot. Just give it a shot sometime this weekend.
I kind of may watch it tonight or John Wick. I like movies that are just more recent. I mean, but I'm sure Die Hard holds up.
Yeah. It definitely does, for sure.
This is tough. These are all movies that I've always just pretended to have watched, and I've never had to be forced to admit that I haven't seen these, and I felt horrible the whole episode. Like,
these are a lot of ones where they come up in conversation, you just don't say anything.
Yeah, you just nod your head, and everyone just assumes you've seen these. I haven't seen any of these, and now I'm exposed.
Yeah,
no, this is good, though. I think we gave you good pitches for which ones you might watch in the future. At least
there's a lot of fucking movies. One of my least favorite things is when people get mad that someone hasn't seen like a movie or a show. I mean, I know there are some there's some where it's like you gotta see it, but like, guess what? There's a lot of fucking shit out there to do. All right.
I do think that I don't ever get mad. I only ever get excited because I'm like, oh, I wish I could be you and watch like some of these good movies for like the first time. And I think that's more the emotion I feel. I do think like there's some points which are egregious. Like, I think it's egregious you never watched Sopranos. Like, that's, I think, is egregious.
But so Sopranos, I'm almost saving. Like, I'm almost like, I know I'll love it. So there's part of me that's like, I always have, if I ever really need a show to binge, you know, if another COVID hits or something, it's like I got Sopranos right in my back pocket.
There you go. So again, the winner is John McClane. We will be back next week with a new topic.